to our next guest here on the program, trainer Jonathan Thomas, who sends out U.S.-based Traverse Stakes winner Catholic Boy looking for a victory in the $6 million Breeders' Cup Classic Saturday afternoon. Jonathan, welcome, my friend. Happy to have you on board.
Well, I appreciate it. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You got to like those poll results, don't you?
If only they translated into real life, yeah, for sure.
Who knows? Maybe they will. Catholic Boy is a horse that we saw. We've seen him several times this year on our HRN coverage, but we were there broadcasting the Traverse Stakes when he absolutely annihilated the field in the Traverse. Let's start by looking back on that performance. Just spectacular.
Now, it was, it was kind of a culmination of what we've seen from this horse, you know, over the past 15 months. You know, he's just trained like a top shelf horse, and you know, in the morning he's been kind of equally adept on both the turf and the dirt from a training perspective. And you know, you kind of have to be patient and wait till a little bit later in the year for some of these races to stretch out, and you know, everything just came together from both a maturation standpoint from him, and then you know, from a racing standpoint, you know, where we could kind of get into a good rhythm racing-wise with the Pennine Ridge and the Belmont Derby and the Travers. And funny enough, we, you know, started out the summer targeting all those races if everything worked out. And as things rarely do happen, you know, it all came together, which is, you know, it's just quite a feeling.
Yeah, that's very rare. What's also rare is a horse like him that can run on turf or dirt with equal aplomb. He, I mean, he's kind of a throwback to a John Henry type of horse or a Cougar the Second back in the day when I was a kid. Those horses were amazing, and I'm a big fan of his. You may or may not know that, but it's amazing that you used two turf races as a prep for the Travers, and you won all three. I mean, that's just a tribute to a really good horse and to your program.
No, I mean, he's always been a very honest and generous training horse, no matter what surface you put him on. I think the main thing for him is just getting that distance, you know, the mile and an eighth to mile and a quarter. And also, and Javier was a big part of this, you know, we came in with a little bit of a stronger horse maturation-wise, and we felt like we could maybe change tactics and be a little more aggressive with him. You know, when you know a horse can get a route of ground, truly, you know, you're not as afraid to kind of let them go ahead and get engaged and get into a rhythm and get forwardly placed, knowing that, you know, you don't have to be conservative trying to get the route of ground. And, you know, I think those tactics and that feedback from Javier, and, you know, that really also was a big change in kind of the way we presented him in his races.
Jonathan, is Javier back aboard in the Classic?
He is, of course.
All right.
I think I'd get shot if he wasn't, but yes, so yes.
Yeah, all right, well, that's good news. Javier Castellano recently picking up milestone win number 5,000 in that Hall of Fame career. And again, Catholic Boy set to go to the post in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Trainer Jonathan Thomas with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Jonathan, you decided just to train him up to the Classic following that Travers win. Talk about that decision and what these past weeks have been like for Catholic Boy.
Well, there were a couple reasons we decided to train him up to the Classic. One, you know, the timing was such that, you know, if you were to fit a prep in, you know, you're either kind of rushing out of the Travers into a prep or you are rushing out of the prep into the Classic. And, you know, with a horse that has as much mileage and underneath him as he does, and you know, he's a very easy horse to ride, and so we're not really trying to learn anything about him, so to speak, that, you know, we felt it was the right move. Now, I'm certainly not putting him in the Gun Runner, Arrogate, American Pharaoh company, but, you know, those horses all, you know, came into the Classic with their last runs being at Saratoga. And, you know, we thought it was a good formula to kind of follow. And, you know, the horses historically run very well fresh. And, you know, some of his best efforts have been off a break. And you know, so we thought we wouldn't change it and we would just follow suit.
Yeah, that's the fact that he's run well fresh before. I mean, that gives you the confidence to choose that path, and you know, he's been training sensationally by all reports. Does the fact that he's three give you a little bit of pause taking on the older company, or is that an edge because you get a little weight off?
There's no doubt. I mean, listen, when you step out aside of your own age group and take on olders for the first time, and that's one of the biggest leaps there are in horse racing. You know, and he's a horse for us that's been a little bit of a later maturing horse. You know, I think he's really come into his own this summer. And a lot of that has to do with his physical makeup. You know, he's just put on weight and he's growing. And he's even grown since the Travers, you know, which ultimately leads me to believe, you know, his best days are ahead of him as a four-year-old. You know, there's certainly, you know, I think you need to look at the race with a whole new kind of perspective when you're running against older horses. You know, they're battle-tested. They're a year stronger. They're a year ahead of you. So, yeah, I mean, it certainly, I'm not going to say it's a concern, but it's something I'm extremely aware of.
Jonathan, talk about your approach and your game plan to getting Catholic Boy ready for the Classic following that Travers win. What have you done over the past couple of months?
Well, the first 10 to 12 days, we just let him kind of have a mini break. So, you know, he was in our stable, but, you know, he got to go out in his round pen and graze. And, you know, we just kind of utilized, you know, the backside of Saratoga, which is a great place to kind of regroup. And, you know, then just started to set out a work schedule for him, which, you know, we set out to be six. We ended up missing a breeze 2.5 weeks ago due to a small virus. He had a little bit of a temperature for 2 days, and, you know, that's since rectified. I don't know that really, you know, is going to compromise anything, but, you know, it's not ideal when you're trying to cultivate a plan and you miss one of them. But, you know, we're just looking for more of a continuation of what he's done, and that's just kind of get into a good schedule and you know, move well and kind of polish off his works with good gallop outs. And he did that at Belmont 2 weeks ago, and he did that at Churchill last Sunday. And tomorrow he's scheduled a breeze at 7:30, and obviously that'll tell us a little bit more. You know, unfortunately, there's been quite a bit of bad weather here. Track's sealed and sloppy, and, you know, hopefully that changes tomorrow.
Well, he's certainly got the pedigree to handle any type of surface, and he's proven with the dirt and turf thing that he's versatile. And I know as a trainer you hate to work a horse like that on an off track, but if anybody could handle it, I would imagine he would more than ready such a fantastic sire. And
there's a lot of reason to suspect from his pedigree that's the case. You know, for forced into a situation where we have to breeze over tomorrow, then we'll, you know, obviously we'll get a better look at it.
Jonathan, I'm not going to ask you what it would be like to win the Breeders' Cup Classic, because I know it would mean an awful lot and it would be really special, but have you allowed yourself the opportunity to even think about what that moment could be like?
I mean, not really. I mean, for me, I'm interested in kind of a body of work for this horse and, you know, thinking about into next year. So, yeah, it's a big stop, no doubt. But, you know, we're, you know, just hoping we can take him over there in the best spotlight and showcase him to the best of our abilities.
All right, Jonathan Thomas here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Like all of our guests, he is going to receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. Wear what you love at EmbraceTheRace.com. Jonathan, we'll get that gift to you, and we're going to look forward to seeing you next week at Churchill Downs, and we'll be there on Tuesday morning. We'll make sure we stop by and say hello and see the big horse, too. Good luck.
Please do, and I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.